Back in March, as we were beginning to experience the steep rise of coronavirus cases, we spoke with Dr. Alexis Langsfield, who was just about to leave her family for several weeks to work with COVID-19 patients at a New York City hospital. NewsHour Weekend Special Correspondent Carla Murthy checked in with Dr. Langsfield again. She's speaking from personal experience and does not speak on behalf of her institution.
So the last time we spoke, you were dealing with a lack of personal protective equipment. What's the situation now?
I know everyone has a different perspective and had a different experience on this, but you know, I'm a doctor in the emergency department, and all of our doctors and nurses had really good PPE. We all feel really lucky and really grateful that everybody put our safety first.
Can you describe what it's like to physically wear this protective equipment and do your job? How has it affected the way you do your job?
So when I'm dressed in my PPE, I'm wearing a big mask, which is extremely tight on my face. You can see now I'm wearing a silicone bandage, which protects my nose because I was getting a pressure sore. And it's tight all the way around your face. And then over top of that, you wear a regular surgical mask. And then I wear a small pair of safety goggles, which are close to my eyes and protect from any particulate getting into my eyes. And then I wear a face shield. And between all of those layers, being able to actually see somebody's face through the reflections and being able to hear their voice and be able to see their eyes. I mean, I literally now have my name written across the top of my visor and try and make sure that my ID is showing, because people can't even tell it's me. The one other thing that's really hard for me is that the one thing that compromises my mask is if I smile too big. And I like to smile, so if I smile, I compromise my mask and my safety. But I often see people looking at me like, what's under there? You know, it takes away a lot of the humanity of our interaction. It's so hard because I can't give them any of the visual cues of reassurance.
Now that hospitalizations are leveling off, what is your biggest concern now?
Now everyone's saying, oh, look, it's slowing down. It's getting better. It's getting better. But our tremendous fear is that this is not one curve up and down that we're trying to flatten, but that we're actually going to see a sine wave. And the whole point was to enable us to be able to have the facilities and the capacity within the hospital system to be able to take care of all of those people along that wave without having one spike that devastates our entire healthcare system. But that sine wave is just going to be a tremendous load on all the healthcare providers.
When we last spoke, you were leaving your family behind and you were going to go pick up more shifts at the hospital. You weren't sure when you were going to see them again. Have you been able to reconnect?
I have. We had a long 3-week stretch. I've never been away from them for that long. And when I arrived back, it was just an awesome, wonderful, sweet reunion. And seeing them again was just perfect. And then leaving again was impossible. It has been so hard in so many ways going through this pandemic, but it's also the community around me, like my neighborhood, people have been rising to such extraordinary heights. Like, I'm brought to tears every night at 7 o'clock when people cheer and bang pops out the window. I'm going to cry just talking about it. And people have brought me chicken or roasted vegetables, or people got together and they made us surgical caps. It's been really awesome to see how everyone's come together. So thank you to everyone who's been supporting us. It really means a lot to all of us.